Then there was a study presented by Dr. Erica Peterson of the University of Arkansas investigating whether spinal cord stimulation eases painful diabetic neuropathy. Around a quarter of all patients with diabetes experiences painful diabetic neuropathy, or PDN. The impact on sleep and overall quality of life is substantial. Current first-line pharmacotherapy and other types of conventional medical management are ineffective in many cases. Dr. Peterson explained that spinal cord stimulation, or SCS, reduces pain by electrically stimulating neurons through leads placed in the epidural space. She noted that as a result of her group's previous work, SCS is approved by the FDA for the treatment of PDN and has been recommended by the American Association of Clinical Endocrinology and the American Diabetes Association. Here she presented the design and the results of the SENZA PDN study. A total of 216 patients were recruited from 18 centers across the USA. Participants had PDN for more than a year, failed on at least two pharmacotherapies, and had lower limb pain with an intensity of more than 5 cm on a visual analog scale of 0 to 10 cm. The 216 participants were randomized 1-to-1 to 10 kHz SCS plus conventional medical management or to conventional medical management alone. After 6 months, participants were allowed to cross over if desired. Dr. Peterson reported outcomes through 24-month follow-up. The number of participants who were originally assigned or crossed over to 10 kHz SCS totaled 181. The trial-to-implant ratio was 85%, meaning 154 patients received an implant. Of these, 142 continued for 24 months. There were no stimulation-related neurological deficits, no explants for loss of efficacy, an infection rate of 5.2%, and a 3.2% explant rate due to infection. At 6 months, patients receiving 10 kHz SCS had an average pain decrease of 76% and an improvement in motor function and reflexes of 62%. Patients in the control group experienced an average pain increase of 2% and a functional improvement of 3%. Pain relief was found to be durable. At 24 months, patients treated with 10 kHz SCS experienced average pain relief of 80%. Neurological improvements were also durable, with 66% of patients receiving SCS reporting them at 24 months. Importantly, there was a 62% reduction in sleep disturbance at 6 months in the SCS group, compared to a 4% increase in the control group. At 24 months, this reduction was 66% with a consistent treatment effect for crossover subjects.